a business owner who's fed up with feeling like you have to be a boss, babe, CEO, whatever the hell that is, or hustle 24/7 in order to be successful? Well, if you're ready to do things in a smarter way, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance and not a multi-million pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and known as the Ease Queen because of my sensible and easy to implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I'm going to share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love most without working 14 hours a day. So get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business. I'm your host, Libby Langley, and today I wanted to talk to you about something negative. I don't like negativity too much. I'm generally a very positive person, but sometimes there is negative stuff that happens to us all, right? And there's negativity in the world of business. And specifically today, I thought it'd be really helpful to just talk to you about how to respond to negative client feedback. Nobody wants negative client feedback. However, clients are our clients and are obviously perfectly entitled to give us feedback, both positive, which we love, which we call testimonials, right? We don't call that feedback, we call it testimonials. But if it's bad, we call it negative feedback or criticism, okay? And actually, the two are exactly the same thing. They're just feedback, okay? They're just feedback. And so what I want to do in today's episode is to try and help you perhaps reframe how you might feel if you get negative feedback and ways that you can respond to it, because that's the absolute key here. What you can do is you can turn what you might think is the worst, most catastrophic negative feedback in the world into a positive experience for you, your business, and your client. And the happier everyone is, whether the net outcome is that you don't work, you stop working together or not or whatever, if you're both happy, you feel, you know, everybody feels they've been listened to, they've been heard, they've been understood, and the experience has been a positive one, that is what is going to make your business a great business instead of dragging you down into some awful spiral of doom, okay? Which can happen in business. Can happen a lot. So this is about making you not more robust, but more professional and more objective in the way that you might want to respond to things. And just to say that this is, and what I'm talking about here is really specifically client feedback that you see as a negative. Okay. This is not about faceless trolls on Instagram, or somebody in your LinkedIn messages telling you, you're fat, you're old, you should just go and die, whatever. I mean, you know, everybody gets horrible messages from time to time. Maybe not that bad, but this is not about this. This is not how to deal with trolls, okay? That's an entirely different issue. And quite frankly, the simplest way to deal with them, ignore them, block them, delete the comment, just, you know, they're just dicks, so don't worry about them. But this is about, today's episode is about when you get what you see as negative feedback from a trusted client who you've got a good working relationship with, okay? It's not about the dick clients we sometimes have along the way either. It's not about them. Again, that's a different issue. And actually, you can read more about that in my book, Life in Business, which is available on Amazon, where I talk about client boundaries, and that's kind of a whole different issue again. So today is very much about how to turn what you see as negative feedback into a positive experience for you, your business, and for your client, and so the world is a happier place. We keep animosity out of the business world and we all just crack on with a harmonious way of working together. So the first thing that I would say in dealing with this is if a client emails you or says something to you on a call and you think, what? Or it sounds negative, then find out exactly what's going on, okay? Certainly don't jump to conclusions and, you know, immediately be offended, because client feedback is absolutely invaluable, right? You need to get all the details and talk it through. Now, let me just reframe this for you. Imagine if a client had said something positive to you. Imagine they'd said, oh, I love working with you. Would you say, well, I don't know, no, what? Okay. Or would you say, what is it? Okay, what's worked for you? What is it that you like about working with me? How has it helped you? Is there anything else that I could provide for you to make it even better? So what you're doing there when you're talking to someone who's given you positive feedback is actually that you're sort of inviting negative feedback. And it's the term negative feedback that's almost the problem here. The constructive advice, the market research. By saying, is there anything else that would be really great for you? You're inviting them to say, well, maybe if this was done slightly differently, or if you added this onto the package, that would be incredible. Which, without the positive spin at the front, the positive feedback at the front, if that bit on its own was said, you would take it in a completely different way because the context is different. The message is exactly the same. There's still a client who loves working with you and is happy with you, but there's, I wish this was slightly different, or perhaps if you added this, it would be even more amazing. Do you see how by... you almost take away the context of the wider conversation if you are immediately just thinking, well, that's negative feedback. You can change the experience for yourself and therefore for your client too. So the first thing I would say to you is to communicate with your client, talk to your client, acknowledge that client feedback is invaluable, no matter how it kind of lands with you initially. Don't take that initial comment just as the end of it, but talk to your client, find out exactly what's going on, find out what's prompted them to say that, find out if it's an issue that you can fix really quickly, actually, once you understand a bit more about it, or if it's something bigger than that, then take it on board. Take it on board what the client said, because if they're a trusted and loyal client, you want them to be happy and you want them to know that you listen to them and they're a really important part of your business. And so managing your reaction here is crucial. The first thing absolutely not to do is to be offended. So don't be offended. The thing is, your client cares enough to offer you the feedback. They care enough about you. They care enough about your business. They care enough about the service that they're getting, right? They're invested in this. They care enough to give you the feedback, however negatively you might hear it. And I can almost guarantee that it's not coming from that place for your client, okay? You're hearing it like that. But actually, what they're saying to you could be something so pivotal in your business that if you just listen and talk to them and find out more, it could be a game changer for you, right? Or could be something that you take on board, but it's not a direction you want to take your business in. But either way, you don't know until you explore it. And the client, by saying this, what you're taking as negative feedback, they might actually have saved you quite a lot of pain along the way, because they can see things in a way that you can't, right? It's hard to see things objectively when we are in the midst of them, absolutely, which is why business coaches are so important to have by your side. You know, people like me, we stop you heading into that spiral of doom and help you get clarity on what has actually been said to you, why you've reacted the way you have done, and how to look at it in a positive way and to look at it as if it's been a coach who said it to you, okay, in a way of shaping your business. And if you're kind of feeling like this, or you're going through this and you want to talk to me about it, then, you know, my Instagram DMs are always open. You can always message me on Instagram and you can book a Zoom call with me to go through stuff like that. And it might be that you need different boundaries in your business. It might that you need some mindset support. And it might be that you just need ways of taking a breath before you react to stuff. And it might be that you need to absolutely implement all these things that people have been saying to you, because that's how you're going to make your business better. But having someone objective help you with that can be incredibly useful. So I'm on at Libby Langley on Instagram if you want to get in touch with me. So when you're thinking about managing a reaction, first thing is to not be offended. Second thing is absolutely don't gut react, okay? If you feel like somebody's just kicked you in the teeth, it's really unlikely that that's what they've intended to do, because they're your client and they're paying you money. Okay, so sit with what they've said, and like I say, always follow up with them and get more clarification, get more information, get on a Zoom call, talk to them about it, but sit with it and see objectively what they mean, and look at your relationship with them. If it's a good relationship, then that feedback is really unlikely to be from a place of negativity. It might possibly be from a place of frustration with the client that they need a slightly different service, which either you don't offer or you don't want to offer, but you can signpost them to someone else. You know, there's easy ways to kind of sort this out. So don't gut react with anger, because that's not going to help you feel good, and it's certainly not going to help your client feel good, which is, you know, everybody loses. And if you feel a little bit hurt by someone giving you feedback, then that's natural, right? Because we don't like anything to be other than sunshine and roses at all. But your clients are kind of the experts in this. I mean, they're not, because you're the expert, because you're providing the service. But they're the ones who are using the service. They're the ones who are needing the service. They're the one who are trying and testing the service out. So if they say, this doesn't work as I hoped, they're saving you absolutely shit tons of hassle along the line, because they're offering something that, you know, they're offering you free kind of testing stuff. I mean, there's a reason that people like Facebook, I don't know if they still do, but they certainly used to, you know, they have these kind of white hatters, the hackers, who they get paid basically for hacking into systems. And because if they can hack in, then there's a chink in the armor that needs fixing. So it's great that people, you know, so you can look at that and negative feedback, right? But they want this negative feedback because it helps them get better. And if you're getting negative feedback from every client you work with every day of the week, then there's probably something fundamentally wrong with your business, okay? But that's or your service or something. But that's not, you know, we're talking about every so often a client chips in with something that you kind of don't like them saying. This is what we're talking about. So it's perfectly natural if you feel hurt, but remember, it's not personal. It's absolutely not personal. This will be related to one small area of your business. So you need to be calm and objective in the way to respond to your client. And your goal is to find out more about why they feel like they do. And be respectful of your client's opinion. They chose to work with you for a reason, and they pay you, and they want to support you. And it's likely their feedback is something that's missing for them, or not quite working as they would hope, which is likely a brilliant opportunity for you to make improvements in your business operation or your business service. It's basically market research and a coaching, client service provider coaching, all rolled into one. So if you think of this as positive feedback, as a testimonial, you would want to follow up, you would want to get all the information, you would want to make sure that whatever they were saying was great, you did more of, okay? And exactly the same thing if it comes from the other angle. If it's negative feedback, you want to find out everything about it. You want to make sure that you can tighten up on that or tweak it or whatever needs to happen. The response is exactly the same. It's thanking them for what they've said with love and support to you, and making sure that your business is as the way clients want it as possible. And that's not people pleasing. That's not people pleasing at all. This is about trusted clients who you have a good relationship. And people who go on to refer you to other people, right? So remember that this person who said these things to you is your client. And clients refer us and clients bring in other clients. So you've got to handle the relationship with the utmost care, because you don't want to leave a sour taste in a client's mouth because of how you responded to what they've said, as that could ultimately be damaging for your reputation if you're seen as, I don't know, what, unprofessional or reactive or not interested in what your clients think. That's not a good look, really. But if you... you know, if it's a real complaint, I'm talking about feedback here, okay? But if it's a complaint, the same thing would apply. You would talk to them, you would try and sort it out, and you would try and come to a resolution in the kindest, happiest way possible for everybody. And we've all made mistakes. Bloody hell, I remember once I booked some training. I'd been in America and I'd booked some training in while I was over there. And my calendar was all on the wrong time zone, right? So I'd booked this training in for what I thought was the Thursday afternoon. Came back, got a call at 9 o'clock in the morning from, where are you? From the client, where are you? Like, it's this afternoon. No, it's not. And of course it wasn't, because I put it in wrong because I was in a different time zone. So I'd put it in that time zone, and it was entirely my fault. And I was mortified, okay? And so I went that afternoon and delivered the session as I thought was planned. And then I went the following day, actually, or the following week, I can't remember now, and did a session for free. It was fine. And then I did more work with them. And I fucked up, you know, I did. And got called out on it, and we sorted it, and everything was fine. But if I'd have reacted in a different way, you know, if I'd gut reacted, or I'd been offended, or I hadn't talked to them, then... that would have been, you know, I could have been out of pocket, and I certainly could have been out of reputation there. So how we respond to things is absolutely crucial. But do remember that these are your clients and they love and care about you, okay? You could maybe think about it as market research, because market research is utterly invaluable. So if a client says to you that this service, you know, this thing, this part of what you offer, it kind of doesn't really work, then instead of being offended by that and, you know, thinking of that negatively, you've got market research there, and you can think, right, how can I make this better? How can I make it work? What do they mean by it doesn't work? What needs to change? Let me listen exactly to what they're saying. Do you see? It's a completely different... It takes, you know, you can be hurt, you can feel all that, but ultimately they're trying to help you, okay? They're trying to help you in your business, and that is so useful. Another thing you can do, of course, is you can make the change. Whatever they suggest, just make the change. Just go, oh my God, yes, I'm going to do that instead. Just make the change. And I've done that several times, and I've done it recently with the coaching packages that I offer. So I was on a call with someone, I was talking about my coaching packages, and she says, no, I don't really want any of those. Huh. So I could have said, well, that's all I offer. Okay, see ya. But instead, because that's negative feedback, right? She doesn't want any of my services. Well, who is she? But no, it's, well, what do you want then? And between us, actually, we built a 3-month accountability package, which is great. And now I've got, you know, multiple clients signed up on that. I never thought of it because I didn't know that that was what people wanted. But by listening to the, what could be seen as negative feedback from someone who was going to become a client, I actually gained multiple clients. So it's about listening to what people are saying to them, and not being offended, and not being upset, and not having gut reactions. And just to say that, don't think, oh, and they said something horrible, I don't want to work with them anymore. Because, I mean, that it doesn't make any business sense, that, right? Okay, if this is a trusted, longer-term client at all. And not talking to people, just, it's not professional, it doesn't make any business sense. And it can lead to the client being disappointed, hurt, confused, and perhaps inadvertently or ongoingly just sharing that kind of feeling with people. If someone says, oh, you work with so-and-so, and you say, you would just say, yeah, And that, yeah, says a lot, right? And even if this client doesn't kind of, you know, elaborate on the issue, because we're assuming they're a nice, kind, supportive person and not a kind of, you know, someone who's going to go and slander everybody on social media, then it's keeping them on side and keeping them happy is kind of really important as well. And like I said, this isn't about people pleasing. This is about looking, taking feedback in the objective way that it's meant and making the world a better place for everybody. We do not know everything in our business, right? I have a coach. I am a coach. I'm a business coach, but I have a coach because I know that I do not need everything. And sometimes she challenges me and I don't like it. And she says to me, or she had said to me, she says, all feedback is a gift. And I'm like, no, it's not, because I don't like what you've just said to me, because that's the, you know, that's the gut reaction. But obviously, then we talk more about it. I see where she's coming from. I understand the point of view. I think, oh, do you know what, actually? Yeah, God damn it, she's right. And that would be helpful. And I didn't think of that because that's not how I think. And this is exactly how your clients can kind of coach you, you know, and offer support to you, particularly if they are more advanced in business than you or know more about business than you, not in your specialist area, but they've had experience in the world, perhaps. It can be an utter gift. Absolutely. So don't, so, you know, so kind of don't, you know, don't overreact to something like this. And it's extremely unlikely that a trusted client would ever give feedback that's so horrendous that you had to walk away from them there and then. I mean, that's extremely unlikely. We've all had clients who are dicks, right, and are horrible, but that's different. That's about boundaries. And like I say, you can read more about that, some of my awful experiences about that, in my book, Life in Business, which you can get on Amazon, on Kindle and in paperback. It's full of them, full of boundary lessons and how you can set boundaries around difficult clients. What we're talking about here is a client you have a good relationship with, a client that you trust, a client that you like, right? You might have a bit of a giggle with them. And has just said, basically said, given you some feedback that you don't like. And that's ultimately what we're talking about here. And what today's podcast episode is doing is helping you deal with that in the most satisfactory way possible. I mean, I guess it's a kind of remediation. That's the word, isn't it? Where you talk things through. It's a much healthier way to do things. Animosity is never needed. And remember that this is not about you, right? You're not defined by your services or products. And that's what your client is feeding back to you about. It's really unlikely that they say anything personal to you. It's likely to be about something very specific, part of the service that you offer. So listen to that and actually hear what's being said, because it is dead useful. And if you've been through something like this as a client, remember that you're entitled to give feedback for a service you're paying for. And if something isn't quite right, then share that with the provider. Don't share it on social media. Don't be a dick. But just be constructive, offer the feedback. And when when you're offered the call, because the service provider, the business owner, has listened to this podcast and thought, oh yeah, this is brilliant. Glad I listened to that, because now I know how to deal with it. Then accept the offer of a call and talk it through and just explain exactly what you mean, you know, in a practical manner. And remember, as my coach said to me once, feedback is a gift. It really might be hard to hear sometimes and it might feel like it challenges you, but that is how we grow as business owners. So the gift of feedback here through this episode is not to look at it as a negative, but a way you can provide an even better service that makes even more people happy and want to recommend you. And that is truly a gift. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you welcome positive and negative constructive feedback into your business. And if you have any for me, then you can DM me on Instagram at Libby Langley. Let me know what you think of this podcast. Let me know if there's any topics you'd like me to discuss in the future. I don't accept messages from trolls that just being horrible, but anything constructive is always welcome. So thank you very much for joining me today. It's been a good one today. And go there and listen. Talk and listen and grow. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there is an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.